Welcome to Let's Talk Brock.
All right, well, welcome everyone to the episode of Let's Talk Brock podcast. Today, I'm joined by Duncan Kerber and Marieke Schmidt, two professors of our new Earth and Planetary Science Communication program here at Brock. Duncan comes to us from the Department of Communication, Pop Culture, and Films, and Marieke joins us from Earth Sciences. So I'm super looking forward to chatting with both of you today to see how of these two departments come together for this new program at Brock. So thank you again for both joining us today. I am going to delve into our first question. So for either of you, what is the Earth and Planetary Science Communications program? And just generally, what inspired Brock's decision to develop this program?
Okay, so to start out, I'll start out by answering the last part of that first. What inspired this program is that that Earth Sciences is an interesting discipline, right? Because we include things like exciting topics like volcanology and climate change, earthquakes, exciting things that really, you know, are interesting to a wide number of people. And so a lot of times we have students who take our first year course and they're really turned on by Earth Sciences, but then they realize that, you know, maybe it's not quite for them because there's a lot of math involved with it. There's a lot of detailed science that goes into it being an Earth Sciences program. And so we realized that there was a group of students that were interested in science, but aren't necessarily meant to be scientists. And so we realized that also that there is a real societal need right now for science in general to be accessible to the general public, and especially since our planet is facing these like big picture problems like climate change and the potential for space exploration and things like that, that we really realize that we need to have a program that is that allows us to communicate science, and so that's sort of how this was conceived. And so Earth Sciences, Earth and Planetary Science Communication is really an exciting program because it includes both science and communications that are merged together. And it's a Bachelor of Arts and Sciences. It includes, you know, courses from both of our, social sciences and math and sciences.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. I think even as someone who's not in that program and just a part of the audience, I think it's all so interesting to read and a very unique approach to everything going on, which kind of sways us into our next question. What makes this program so unique? I feel that you already answered that, but Duncan, is there anything that you want to add?
Well, surprisingly, when we were surveying programs in this area, there's actually very few out there in science communication generally, and there are none in Earth and Planetary Science Communication. So that's a first for this program. And I just found it surprising that there aren't a lot of these science communication programs, but I think Brock was well-suited because we have these two, mature departments, one in that deals with the communication side and one that deals with the Earth and Planetary Science side. So it felt like a natural fit of these two departments with so many courses. We had such a hard time determining which courses to include in the curriculum because we just have so many, and it went through a lot of versions of that and before we settled on the final progression of courses. But I think the two departments coming together just gave us a wealth of experience in teaching and also in the courses as well.
Amazing. That's awesome. Definitely it's something very interesting to see. And I feel like talks a lot about the future at Brock as well. So if you could both kind of outline the types of courses that Duncan was mentioning of what these students can expect to take at Brock and get out of that program.
Well, the first 2 years are really going to be covering the fundamentals in both earth sciences and communications. So in earth sciences in particular, that will involve, you know, taking our first year, you know, larger lectures kinds of courses. There'll also be labs involved with those courses as well. But also some really fundamental things like mineralogy, historical geology, things like that, to really lay the groundwork for understanding earth sciences. And then do you want to talk about the first couple of years for communications?
Yeah, so the communications side, the students in this program will be joining the business communications students, actually, in our program. We have four different programs. Business communication is one of them. And in first year, they'll be taking the professional communication course. So this is a course that's primarily about developing writing skills, because we know that's a deficit that a lot of high school students have. And it's often hard for professors to fit writing skills lessons into thematic courses. So the students in science communication will be getting that, you know, first term right out of high school, trying to get their writing skills through workshops and writing lessons and exercises to a professional level by Christmas of the first term. They also take a course, a large course that all of our majors take over in CPCF. That is Introduction to Communication and Media Studies. So that gives them the communication theory, the media history, media theory side of things in first year. So you know, by the end of that first year, you know, they've got all the foundations. Some later courses, as they move along, they progress to second year, they'll get into communication theory and how do we research communication, the research methods course. And then later on, they have a totally new course, one that we'll be offering for the first time, and that is the science communication course. They'll have that in a higher level year. They'll also study social media, because obviously that's dominant now, kind of superseding the mass media as our main form of communication or transmission of communication. So they'll study social media at a higher level in the program, also media analysis. And also public relations. So this was a course we added to the curriculum. And later in this chat, we'll talk about why we did that. But the public relations third year course is really important for these science communication students as well.
Awesome.
And then by the senior year, there's a capstone course that is, it's a full year course where students are going to be selecting a topic and a media of their choice, so they can develop a podcast, they can develop some sort of a YouTube channel or something like that that can be useful for their topic of their choosing. So that'll be an interesting final project for them to work towards. Another thing is there's a citizen science course that is also going to be brand new for this program, which is exciting. And so citizen science refers to having a type of science where the general public actually helps to make observations and contribute towards making some pretty big picture interpretations. So, for example, ones you may have heard of would be like the North American bird count or things like that. But in planetary science, where there's such large data sets, it's actually pretty vital to have extra sets of eyes to be able to interpret those data sets.
Awesome. I always found that entering university that Brock does a really good job at giving those introductory courses, especially from the social science student side. I took Introduction to Media and Film, and I thought it was very interesting. But as you kind of go on throughout the years, it narrows down, and it's refreshing to know that throughout your time, you will still get new content given to you. So that's awesome, especially from the lab side. If you could kind of explain that experiential learning opportunities when it comes to labs or just even the program as well.
Yeah, we have a couple different experiential learning types of things. So in earth sciences, we have labs. So it's a hands-on experience where you're actually like working with rocks and also, you know, and maybe being able to go in the field in some courses. So actually getting out there and collecting data and then bringing those data sets back to the lab and making interpretations based on those. So that's like, you know, science experience, and it's fundamental to our sciences. We also have a field school that I don't think is a requirement, but it's optional, for people in this program. And then the other experiential learning part of this is that capstone course that I was describing, where you'll really be able to bring the experiences from and the skills developed in the communication side with the earth sciences content to develop some sort of a special project at the end.
Cool. That's great.
And I can't wait to see what those are in the end, because we haven't had any students go through this program yet. So we don't have anything to show you yet, but I'm sure it'll be really interesting once we have some to show.
For sure. Especially as the years go on, going to be really exciting to see how this program develops as well, and all the opportunities that students will get to work on with directly hands-on. To kind of switch to you, Duncan, from the communication side, can you outline a little bit more about what your research entails and how it'll tie into this program?
Well, my two main research areas in recent years has been professional writing. So a few years ago, I produced a textbook with Oxford University Press, a professional writing textbook. That's what we use in that professional communication course that students will take in first year. I have a background as a journalist, so I'm very tough on student writing and getting to the, you know, to be able to write in a clear, direct, straightforward, simple way for audiences to understand. So some of my research has been in that area. Also, I look at public relations. Specifically crisis communication, which is obviously very relevant in our last 2.5 years during COVID. One project I'm working on with some other colleagues at Brock is studying how Niagara region communicated about the science of COVID restrictions, lockdowns, vaccines. And we've almost completed a major project that involved recording pretty much every website of the public entities of Niagara region, like the political organizations and the Niagara region organization as well. And we're almost ready to release that research on what we found. But I think that ties in here. I mean, obviously, students in this program, they'll be doing earth and planetary sciences, but also they'll have the skills to branch out into, you know, other forms of science communication, as we've seen over the last couple of years with a lot of science communicators on COVID and health coming to the forefront of the mass media and social media as well. So I think that's how it ties in with the program.
Awesome. Great. To kind of switch gears, Marieke, I know you've been involved with three different Mars rover missions. Over your career. Could you explain a little bit about that research more for us, as well as outline kind of future Brock students might be able to get involved with similar work?
Sure, yeah. I've been really fortunate to have been part of three different rover missions. So starting in, when was that? 2006 was when I first joined the Mars Exploration Rover mission, working with the Spirit and Opportunity rovers. And then when I came to Brock, I was selected to be on the Curiosity Rover mission. And most recently, I've been focusing on the Perseverance Rover, which landed in 2021. And so that takes up a lot of my time right now. So I am a my training is as a volcanologist. I study volcanic rocks, in particular, their chemistry and petrology, which basically is just the the minerals that are part of the rock and the history about how those rocks formed. And so right now on Mars, we're able to actually make interpretations about rocks that we're encountering. And the Perseverance rover in particular is fascinating to me because we have actually examined igneous rocks, so lava rocks. We're right at the landing site. So I've been very involved with interpreting those rocks. And so, yeah, I have a team of students here with me at Brock who are involved with interpreting these rover data sets. And so from, you know, I've had students from high school mentorship all the way through to undergrads. I usually have a handful of undergraduates that work with me, as well as master's students who work with these data sets. And in particular, it's helpful to have students around because there's a lot of data. You know, these rovers are operating on the surface of Mars every day, collecting pictures, collecting chemical data. And there's just, it's like, when you're part of the mission, it's like, you know, having this wash of data coming over you constantly. And so we have lots of opportunities for students to work with the chemical data, with the imaging data as well.
Amazing. That sounds like a lot going on.
Yeah, and I think, but in terms of how this communication stuff will fit into it, this communications program, I think it's, we have a duty to make these results accessible to the general public, particularly since, you know, the general public is funding these massive missions. And it's so important that people understand why it's important and what we're doing.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, thank you both so much for sharing kind of both pieces of those information. So what are some potential career outcomes for students who want to pursue after graduating from this program, if you both kind of have either side you want to chat about? But yeah, generally, what can they expect?
Well, when we were planning the program, you know, the final version of our plan was to keep this as broad as possible so that there's a lot of opportunities for students. And I tend to think of students as or graduates of this program as being a kind of liaison between organizations that are dealing with Earth and planetary science, the natural environment, and so on, and the publics that are involved in that, that might be affected by those organizations in some way or who need to be informed about these things. So that's a public relations sort of position. But students could also find, because we have so much writing training, particularly in the early part of the program, and they also do some specific science writing in the science communication course, that they might have an angle there as a journalist. Some other positions that we thought about would be possible for graduates of this program are communicating for government agencies, NGOs, environmental groups, conservation authorities, communication for organizations in environmental fields, sensitive areas geologically, companies in traditional resource fields. They need these liaisons, communicators between the organization and the public. And obviously, as Marieke mentioned, communication for companies taking part in space exploration and these kind of things. And as I mentioned, science reporting doesn't have to be journalism proper, the traditional mass media can also be web publications, blogs, and so on.
Amazing. It sounds like a wide variety of opportunities for them to get involved in. To switch gears again, do you have any advice for our prospective students who might be struggling to pick a major or anything that you wish you knew as a student? Any general advice?
I'll go first. I think it's important for students to have an open mind going into university. Take what interests you, make sure you pick something that you're passionate about. Don't get pigeonholed into something that you find is boring. So take things that interest you and follow that, because really, you're selecting a career path and you want to do something that keeps you focused for the duration of your life.
I would say the same. I was going to say similar, you know, something about a gut feeling about something that you enjoy in high school. I was just at fall preview day representing the department on Sunday, and there was high school students, parents that I talked to for a number of hours. And that's something that I was saying. I would often ask the students, you know, what are you interested in? I mean, why are you gravitating towards this table at this event, right? And you would hear from the students that they, you know, they may have, in my program, business communication, they may have dabbled a bit in marketing in high school, taken a course like that. So think about, you know, what excites you the most of the courses you've taken, but recognize that, things might change. I actually wanted to be a journalist, you know, for many years when I was, you know, in high school. I was an English major when I was an undergrad, and I couldn't imagine where I am now, with the shifts, the way I've gone off in different fields and, you know, studying public relations and crisis and social media. I could have never predicted it. So students should be flexible and be ready to switch if their interests change, that kind of a thing. But I would say, like Marieke said, you know, go with your gut at the beginning, and that'll push you through. You know, if you're really interested in something, that'll help you get through, you know, the volume of work that naturally comes with university. If you're really interested, you know, you're gonna get through all of that, you know, and come out better on the other side.
For sure. I think even as a current student, there's definitely a lot that I was like, oh, I'm not looking forward to that. And then it surprises you, especially as you move through your upper years, you'll find you're taking so many different courses and trying to pick and choose what will narrow down where you want to end up. But you'll definitely get surprised as your years go on. But yeah, thank you so much. I found that we summarized and talked about a lot of different aspects of what this program entails. So thank you both so kindly for joining us today and for taking a time out of your morning/afternoon. But if you folks have anything else that you want to say, feel free. But other than that, thank you both so much and everyone for listening to this episode.
Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, you can contact us at brockyou.ca/discover/contact.